Amy, we've got a bunch of little nieces and nephews between us, but we've also got a catch-all gift that all of our siblings love for their newborns.
You're totally right, and it's Pampers Swaddlers, because Pampers Swaddlers wick wetness away to keep babies drier and subsequently parents happier.
Pampers Swaddlers absorb wetness better versus the leading value brand and provide up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation.
Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex.
Now you can try Swaddlers with new Pampers-free and gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. These wipes won't tear. In fact, they grip mess, shall we say, more firmly and clean better, leaving baby skin dry, soft, and smooth.
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. Redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers Cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from a listener in our Facebook group. We're at facebook.com/groups/whatfreshhellcast. This listener said, how do I tell the difference between overtired and just plain not tired? That is my toddler not settling down to sleep because I'm putting him down too early or too late? Overtired, one of those things that you definitely know it when you see it. Here's how the Australian baby swaddle brand The Sleepy Company defines overtiredness. They say it's when your toddler's body goes from a state of being ready to sleep back into alert and active. That happens because the body can't cope with how tired it is and activates a stress response, which pumps adrenaline and cortisol, the hormone that keeps us awake and alert, into the body. This interferes with the normal release of melatonin, the hormone that makes us drowsy, causing irritability and hyperactive behavior. If you've ever decided to stay for one more drink and then had three more, you recognize this in yourself as well. Overtiredness can look like giddiness. It can also look like clinginess. It can look like defiance over the stupidest thing, hyperactivity, refusing to go to sleep, and importantly, daytime sleepiness. That would be a very clear sign if your kid is kind of dragging in the middle of the day that they're not getting enough sleep at night. Obviously, you want to become a detective about this stuff because sleep is really important for our kids. And for your own sanity, you want to find the window where the melatonin has sway over the cortisol and the stress before the second wind kicks back in. But I would argue that what's even easier than catching that window in your toddler is having a consistent routine. That routine indicates to the brain, oh, I know what happens now. Oh, it's time for the soft music. Oh, the lights are going. I know what this means. Time for the melatonin to kick in. Just like grown-ups, we can be out at the club and somehow stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning. But if we're under the couch, under a cozy blanket, we get super sleepy at 10:15, at least I do. That's what this is about. So you want to have in place for your toddler that wind down routine. And it should happen around the same time every night, to the extent that that's possible. Of course, there's special occasions, grandpa's birthday, whatever. But on the average night, it's really about the same time. You're going to dim the lights. You're going to quiet the extra noise. You're not going to run Paw Patrol up until the second they go to bed. Take the screens away. And then there's other indicators. There's special music. There's a lavender smell. There's white noise. There's a special blankie. Having a routine will take the guesswork out of it for you and, more importantly, for your toddler and your toddler's brain. It's 7:30. It's time to sing the night-night song. It's not time to be trying to figure out if your toddler is tired enough or for him to be trying to figure that out for himself. He doesn't know. It's time for bed. And yes, there could be some nights that your toddler goes to bed, lies in bed, and isn't as tired as he was on Wednesday. Sometimes, 7:45 is going to feel earlier than other nights. But that's okay, too, because having a toddler who can self-soothe and wind down on their own in bed is a thing devoutly to be wished. So I would argue it's worth taking the guesswork out of it. Keep that bedtime consistent. Then you don't have to wonder about the tired, overtired. Neither does your kid. And you don't have somebody spinning circles, at 10:45 p.m. Send us your questions and we might answer yours next. Questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.